us when they speak by phone later this morning. A federal judge ordering the Justice Department to submit a sworn declaration describing what happened when a plane load of Venezuelan migrants was sent to El Salvador, even though the judge had ordered the Trump administration not to do it. The Federal Reserve kicking off its two-day meeting, interest rates expected to remain steady. This is ABC News. Cleanup continues across much of the eastern half of the country following that line of severe weather that spawned tornadoes, high winds, and wildfires in the plains. More than 40 people lost their lives. Some in the same areas are under red flag fire warnings again today. New development in the case of a University of Pittsburgh student who disappeared while on spring break.
The parents of Sudiksha Kunanki are now asking officials in the Dominican Republic to officially declare their daughter dead. She hasn't been seen for 12 days. Sources say her mother and father sent a letter to police acknowledging there's no evidence of foul play. We could learn today whether authorities will release Joshua Reby, the man believed to have last seen Kunanki on the beach. He says they were hit by a large wave.
ABC's Andrew Timbert. A midwife from the Houston area has been arrested and accused of providing illegal abortions in the state of Texas. That's a second-degree felony. President Trump ending Secret Service protection for former President Biden's two adult children, Hunter and Ashley. This is ABC News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The art of negotiation, something that farmers should not forget if they're being approached for solar energy projects. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. A farmer from Nebraska sharing his insights with Wisconsin farmers. That's up next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Graham Christensen is a farmer himself in Nebraska. He also happens to be president of a solar energy systems company. He thinks renewable energy is a great idea and very important for the future, but he says when it comes to farms being approached about committing their valuable farmland to these solar projects, he thinks it's important that you negotiate a little bit.
Regarding solar energy, it's a little different story. It takes up, like you said, a whole bunch more land. So back home in our county, we're asking the companies to make sure they restore the prairie, put vegetation in the solar system. So then if we're taking out the farmland and we're using that land to produce this clean energy that meets the demand of locals, we're also going to have a grass-based prairie system in place, and that is going to allow this to stop erosion, to restore habitat for more wildlife habitat.
Graham Christensen, he is a farmer himself in Nebraska. He's also president of a solar energy systems company. He encourages anybody that is negotiating with renewable energy companies to be careful. He said they've seen where companies will get the lease on land and let that lease ride for years, then try to get access to minerals on that ground. He says he just wants to make sure farmers are not taken advantage of. Christensen was in Wisconsin for a meeting with the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Oh, and from all of us here at the Midwest Farm Report, happy National Ag Day. Find out more about that event at agday.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip, playing five different teams out west over the next 10 days. Tonight, they face the Golden State Warriors. College basketball, while Wisconsin and Marquette get ready for March Madness later this week, the Badger football team's spring practices are underway in Madison. Head coach Luke Fickell talked about the team's offense with a new coordinator, a new quarterback, and a lot of new players.
Obviously, day one, I think most important thing is efficiency to what we're trying to do. Right? I mean, there's a lot of new offense. I mean that in people. I mean that in just, you know, making sure we understand how we got to do things together. I think we're a little bit further along than, you know, I've really kind of spent a lot of time in football the last month and a half, 2 months, with just some walkthroughs and things, not just training and things like that, but doing a lot of football. And that's going to be real important to us.
That's the Badgers football coach, Luke Fickell, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm system that could bring heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday into Wednesday night. We're talking 4 to 6 to 8 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. It's going to be windy, too, with blowing snow. Today, though, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98 Q Country.
Of my wildest dreams, sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Last night, out of the blue, drifting off to the evening news, she said, "Honey, what would you do if you'd have never met me. I just laughed, said I don't know. I could take a couple guesses though, and then tried to dig real deep. Said, darling, honestly, I do a lot more offshore fishing. I'm probably eating more drive-through chicken. And take a few strokes off my golf game. If I'd have never known your name, I'd still be driving that old green Nova. I probably never would have heard of yoga. I'd be a better football fan. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. Well, I could tell that got her attention. So I said, oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I wouldn't trade a single day for 100 years the other way. She just smiled and rolled her eyes. Yeah, she's heard all of my lines. I said, come on, girl, seriously. If I hadn't been so lucky, I'd be shooting pool in my bachelor pad, playing bass in my cover band, me stocking up cold Bud Light for poker every Tuesday night, yeah. I'd have a dirt bike in the shed, not one throw pillow on the bed. In a coffee can. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. She knows what a mess I'd be if I didn't have her here. But to be sure, I whispered in hurry. You know I get sick deep sea fishing, and you make the best fried chicken. I got a hopeless golf game. I love the sound of your name. I might miss that old green Nova, but I love watching you do yoga. I take a gold band on my hand over being a single man, 'cause honestly I don't know what I.
Here tonight.
Uh-huh. Hey everybody, this is Parker McCollum.
Hey y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
Hey y'all, it's Luke Combs.
98Q Country.
Alright. Alright. Yeah, it's alright. Alright.
Don't need no 5-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. The woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe it's
simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by me. It's alright by me, yeah, yeah. When I lay down that night, I thank the Lord above for giving me everything I ever could dream of. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright, alright.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and let it all. Baby, we can lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna go. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. Yeah, they play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98 Q Country.
pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
AQ Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 413 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. The bombing began after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the strikes after Hamas refused Israeli demands to change the terms of the ceasefire. Retired General Doug Lute.
It is a vivid reminder of just how delicate these ceasefires are. And not only the ceasefire here, but the ceasefire that might be in the works, for example, in Ukraine.
Ukraine agreeing to a 30-day ceasefire, something President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to discuss when they speak by phone later this morning. A federal judge ordering the Justice Department to submit a sworn declaration describing what happened when a plane load of Venezuelan migrants was sent to El Salvador, even though the judge had ordered the Trump administration not to do it. The Federal Reserve kicking off its two-day meeting, interest rates expected to remain steady. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The $350,000 winning Supercash ticket was sold in Catawba. There were 4,382 winners in the lottery Supercash drawing, which took place on Monday, March 3rd, but all six numbers were only matched by one person for the top prize of $350,000. The Wisconsin Lottery announced that Wayne R. purchased the ticket. With snow predicted in the area, it's very important to remember to be very careful when you're driving. The predicted snow may lead to slick conditions, which can obviously reduce your traction and increase your stopping distance, as well as reduce your cornering ability. So please remember to always add extra time into your commute, and when you're driving, please do remember to switch your brights off if there is a vehicle approaching you. A little bit of vigilance can help save lives. Snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear, so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down. You've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice-melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going. Use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, you know, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
Remember, even though we're approaching the tail end of the winter season, you should not let your guard down. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip, playing five different teams out west over the next 10 days. Tonight, they face the Golden State Warriors. College basketball, while Wisconsin and Marquette get ready for March Madness later this week, the Badger football team's spring practices are underway in Madison. Head coach Luke Fickell talked about the team's offense with a new coordinator, a new quarterback, and a lot of new players.
Obviously, day one, I think most important thing is efficiency to what we're trying to do. Right? I mean, there's a lot of new offense. I mean that in people. I mean that in just, you know, making sure we understand how we got to do things together. I think we're a little bit further along than, you know, I've really kind of spent a lot of time in football the last month and a half, 2 months. It was just some walkthroughs and things, not just training and things like that, but doing a lot of football. And that's going to be real important to us.
That's the Badgers football coach, Luke Fickell, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm system that could bring heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday into Wednesday night. We're talking 4 to 6 to 8 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. It's going to be windy, too, with blowing snow. Today, though, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
Kick the dust up. Come on.
that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a four-door, burning up a back row song. Park it and we pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better have your boots on, kick the dust up. Back it on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up, kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside, I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear, and I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a four-door, burning up a back row song. Let's back it on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Come on. Just follow me down neath the 32 bridge, y'all will be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a four-door, burning up a back row song. Park it and we pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better have your boots on. Kick the dust up,
kick the dust, kick the dust.
Back it on up, fill your cup up. What's up, up? Let's kick the dust up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
From downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun. Yeah.
98Q Country.
Billy man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds. Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down.
Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
AQ Country.
Usually these old neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Still here and you ain't gone
God bless Texas. God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
Little Texas country classic and God bless Texas. We've got 45 is our forecasted high for this Tuesday, the 18th of March. And we're going to get a little precipitation here, it looks like. A little bit of snow. And looks like they may have tapered off a little bit on the snowfall amounts that we were going to get. But still, we're going to be several inches of snow probably later in the day on Wednesday. Today, rather uneventful, but I'm peeking at Wednesday because that's when they were talking about this whole winter storm thing for our area. So Wednesday, potential winter storm with snow early on Wednesday and becoming steadier through the afternoon. And accumulations, well, initially I had seen yesterday accumulations of like 5 to 8 inches, but I think they have... they have backed off on that a little bit, on those snowfall amounts for later Wednesday into Thursday. We'll see how that shakes out. Temperatures, nothing to brag about, but, you know, yesterday was pretty nice. Today will be 45 for the high temperature today. When is that precipitation going to kick in? It's already kicking in a little bit here and there, just kind of scattered throughout the day today. So nothing crazy warm, nothing... crazy cold, 50 I see on Friday. So any snow we do get later Wednesday into Thursday won't stick around much. But there is a possibility of a decent amount of snow late Wednesday into early Thursday. They're a little bit leery as far as where that system's going to track right now. But it looks like for right this very second, they backed off just a little bit on those snowfall amounts. I see we got some track and field events coming up here. Sure sign of spring when we've got indoor track. Shawamigan going to be over at Northland Pines on Thursday. Very fortunate to have some nice indoor tracks, you know, within an hour to two range for kids to get out. Now we just need a dome baseball stadium. I know we got the Hodag Dome. They can play some softball in there. I know, but, you know, if anybody's got an extra 50, 60 million laying around, you know, build yourself a dome stadium somewhere near Butternut and make everybody happy. What do you say? What do you say? Hey, if you got that much, why not? Yeah, we'll name it after you. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. Well, we'll name it after you. I'll put it together. I got a design already I put together way back in high school. So we'll make it happen for you. I have a busy reality radio tomorrow. Lots of good local stuff on reality radio tomorrow morning. Today we'll get through it here. You ever have one of those mornings where you just like, you just, I don't know, the energy level isn't quite there. You're pondering maybe a dose of coffee or something to get yourself moving. It's kind of my morning this morning. We'll be all right, though. We'll get to all the news and sports again at the top of the hour. We're kind of taking a deep breath this week. We had a lot of giveaways the last couple of weeks. We're relaxing this week. Next week is going to be the break into spring, I believe it is called, text to win contest. And our NCAA bracket, I guess we really aren't taking a breather because our NCAA bracket contest is going. Oh, my goodness gracious. A lot of you have already filled out your brackets. If you have done so, good for you. If you haven't, let's get moving here. Some of you like to wait till those play-in games are done. And that's fine. You got till Thursday morning, like at 11 o'clock. I'm taking a look at some of the names of the people who... Lucky Larry is in. There you go, Larry. Who else here? We got Butternut Basketball star Kendra Pritzel in our contest this year. We're all in trouble now. Mr. Kratke, you're in. I see you're in there. Oh, Meathead. Meathead's in. The monkey is shaking in its boots, Mr. Little. Shaking in its boots. I think I did my picks. Mr. Dunham's in there. Al, you're in there. All right. So good luck to everybody. We got a lot of real nice prizes. 3-4. I haven't done the official math on it, but I believe it's about $300 to $400 in certificates for our top three finishers. But you have to have those brackets in by the time that first game tips off Thursday morning at 11. After that, everything is locked in. So if you want to be a part of it, shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and we'll get you in. We do it through CBS Sportsline. Let's get some words of wisdom for this Tuesday edition. Take a moment here to focus on the family.
Are you a saver or a thrower? Take a look around, and how much stuff do you see? Those things probably seem pretty important to your day-to-day happiness, but you might be surprised by how little those possessions really matter in your life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Jeff Mannion once decided to declutter his life. His goal was to throw out or give away 5 items every day. Over a period of 6 weeks, he got rid of outdated videotapes, old sneakers, and more than a few things from the garage. At the end of that short period, Jeff had succeeded in tossing out a total of 210 items. He thought he'd feel relief, but instead he felt disappointed, not because he missed having all those things around, but because his life was no different once they were gone. He realized he'd surrounded himself with stuff that added no value to his life whatsoever. And maybe even worse, he wondered how much more he'd have to get rid of before he got to something that actually mattered to him. It's a fair question for all of us. How much of what we fill our lives with is truly meaningful? As Jeff's story illustrates, a lot of it simply drains us of energy and time we could otherwise give to our spouse, our kids, and our friends. And that's why simplifying isn't just about stuff. It's about enjoying a good life. For more encouragement to make every day count, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking. Because this offer, $149 or less, and soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
T-Mobile Home Internet is all about speed, value.
What you doing, Zach?
I'm rehearsing. There are so many benefits. You got to talk fast.
T-Mobile Home Internet ranks number one in customer satisfaction for home wireless internet by J.D. Power.
Wow, you are good.
Try singing it. T-Mobile has price lock.
They won't raise your rate on internet.
Hulu and Paramount Plus on
them. On them.
Get T-Mobile Home Internet all in for just $55 a month with auto pay and any postpaid voice line.
Additional terms apply. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
98Q Country.
Rumors going all over town. Keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Good morning.
98Q Country.
I like the feel of your name on my lips, and I like the sound of your sweet, gentle kiss, and the way that your fingers run through my hair, and how your scent lingers even when you're not there. And I like the way your eyes dance when you laugh, how you enjoy your 2-hour bath, and how you convince me to dance in the rain with everyone watching like we were insane. But I love sappy old movies you've seen hundreds of times, but I love
local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be over. Israel pounding parts of Gaza with airstrikes overnight. That's a scene near a hospital after the attacks. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. Israel says Hamas did not agree to extend the terms of the first phase of the ceasefire as Israel wanted. President Trump will talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone this morning about a possible ceasefire in Ukraine. The Fed kicks off its two-day meeting today.
The Federal Reserve is expected to hold interest rates steady at around 4.5%, despite encouraging news on inflation and amid concerns tariffs could cause a recession. The Fed had lowered interest rates in 2024, though signaled a slowdown in rate cuts this year. After Wednesday, the Fed's next chance to change interest rates will be early May. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Today, President Trump will release the entire government file related to the assassination of JFK. This is ABC News. Jury selection begins today for Nadine Menendez's fraud and bribery charge. The wife of former Senator Bob Menendez accused of conspiring to accept gold bars or Mercedes and other gifts totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars in exchange for her husband helping businessmen from Egypt and Qatar. New evacuation orders put in place in Oklahoma, where wildfires spreading across the plains have killed at least four people and burned hundreds of homes. Another legendary singer-songwriter makes his way to Broadway. Whoa.